And then we have Grace. Like, okay, first of all,
I don't need her. I just don't. Grace and the strand of hair collectively had more screen time than the advertised plot line of this drama.
And okay, I had a problem too, because I'm like, girl, like, no offense, but pick a side.
Like, okay, listen, choose something for once in your life.
This chair. Like, sit in this chair and don't leave. You're everywhere.
Do you
you're
think she just stands at the grocery store all day, like, trying to figure out what cereal to buy? Like, she just can't make decisions.
I mean, Lucky Charms, obviously, so hurry up.
Cinnamon Frickin' Toast Crunch.
Disclaimer. The following episode is a review episode that involves themes, plot points, and excessive, irrelevant scenes that didn't pertain to the main couple of the show. Listener's discretion is advised.
Hey guys, welcome to Ya Girls K-Drama Podcast. Hi, Christina.
Hey guys. Hi, Maddie. We're here. We're here.
We made it.
We barely made it.
Legitimately.
And this is a review for the Queen of Cheers.
No.
The Queen of Tears.
Queen of Boo. Just kidding. I mean, kind of.
I mean, we do have to kind of preface it and say that we know that the show people really, really loved.
Yes.
And I know that this is a review episode, but we are the reviewers of this episode.
Hi.
And so hi, my name's Christina.
Maddie. So good to meet everybody.
And while we finished this show, we have a lot of issues.
It's just,
but also we just not issues. Yeah. I think it just, we're very baffled by it being
so
such
popular,
a popular show that it trumped Goblin and it trumped
like
Crash Landing, which I just can't believe. So
Captain Ree would like a word or two about this.
You know, that's very true.
Yes.
Very
I think, Christina, what it is it wouldn't bother us if it wasn't so hyped and smashing TV and records, because we'd just be like, it's just another show that like was fine. But
I wish, and I think that's what I kept watching it because of the reviews and just the ratings and every, like, people were like, it's so good, it's so good.
It's so good.
I kept watching it because I was waiting for that moment.
Yes.
For it to be amazing. But here's the thing though. We liked the couple. We did not have a problem with the couple. There are some, you know, we loved Hyunwoo. Like, he's the best.
Great.
And so, yes.
Is
and
he
so
real?
I just,
no.
Not
no. real.
Was he written, was he written by a female?
Yes. Was he gorgeous? Also, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the issues that we do have with this show has nothing to do with the actors and how they acted, because we've seen a lot with this actress. We've seen It's Okay to Not Be Okay with this actor.
Yes.
They can act. That is not the issue.
No.
It was the plot and the extra family. The family, if the name should have been different. It should have been like Queen of Drama Family. Drama of Tears.
It should be something. Aunt falls in love with Village Boy. A K-drama.
By the way, you were with before.
It was honestly, that plot line was like carrying, single-handedly carrying me through the last couple episodes. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
A little bit. Not really.
Oh my gosh.
But I agree.
Yes.
That's our disclaimer. Like, are we going to eat ham for dinner tonight? Yes.
We are. With a cherry on top.
We will be eating ham.
Yeah, like just straight, you know,
honey,
up ham,
honey baked ham, freaking ham. Yeah.
Yes.
However, honey baked ham. We will ham this show. However, I think it shot its best shot. And there were a few aspects of the show that were trying so hard to be great. And they were just swamped. Mm-hmm. They were swamped mm-hmm. by the plot line mm-hmm. of her. Mm-hmm. No, his dad running for mayor. Like things like
Yes. And we'll be talking about all of that. But yes. So basically, this is our warning to tell you all.
Warning.
You know, and that.
Here.
We will be reviewing it this way.
There were great parts of the There were good parts of the show.
No. There were just parts of the show. There was just
But Christina, honestly though, there were parts of this show spitfire. When he threw the bike on the ground.
Yes, and I think we also loved that scene because honestly, we watched the first four episodes together. Remember?
Can we just like tell our story? So this show is funny because when we started the show, I was like really into it because it is beautifully filmed. They hit you with like that Boo Seok Soon OST from the get go. Freaking 10 centimeters. King of OSTs. They had so
beautiful,
many. Lots of good OSTs.
Soundtrack.
Kim Soo Hyun is chiseled by Michelangelo himself. Like, he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks great. Mm-hmm. She was rocking those pantsuits. It was good. And it was like, this premise could be good.
And it was funny, though, too, because he secretly just was annoyed by her. He was like, I'm trapped. So I feel like they had everything going for them. And then it just didn't deliver. So that's just our thing. So, yeah. Do you want to talk about the synopsis then really quick?
Yeah, let's do it. So, y'all, not that you need reminded, but let's talk through Queen O Tears. Maybe you're listening to this in
QOT.
You know what, Christina? I'm the Queen of Tears because I was bored, crying tears of boredom in this show.
You were actually crying tears of boredom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone would always
Internet
was like, I'm the Queen of Tears. And I'm like, I'm the queen of I don't feel anything.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Yeah. What speed did you watch this show at? Like 5.5, 10.5,
here's the
10.75?
I'm a professional. It only lets you do 1.5 on Netflix. So I was just rocking that little lane for parts of this show. Parts. I don't want to, I'm a professional, but yeah, I'm also also very much an amateur. So, okay. So we, let's talk, Christina, when you say the summary, there's a lot of plots happening in the show and we'll go over that later, but let's just talk through the synopsis that they pitched this show as being.
Absolutely. That's what I'm referring
to. So just then we'll say what the show actually was.
Correct. Was.
Okay.
Yes.
So what ended up being about 12% of the show is this plot line. There is a man. His name is Paek Hyun-woo. He's beautiful, gorgeous, lives in the countryside, but is well-to-do because his dad's the freaking mayor or something. He marries into a conglomerate family, and the girl's name is Hong Hae-in.
Mm-hmm.
Her family runs Queen's Department Store, and she's like the CEO of the department store. Yeah. Like she's
the heiress.
Yeah. But I think she was forced to like start as an intern at one point in this company. So he meets her. She's an intern. He has no idea she's the heiress of this company. And
try not to have nepotism, but it really basically that's what it.
So he's like, dang, who this girl? I'm into this. He's like, don't worry. I got money, girl. I'll take care of you. She said, okay. I think she truly liked him. They date. And she's like, I will always keep you safe. I'll never make you cry. And he's like, marry me. And I think they just fell hard and fast. And they're like, in love. Mm-hmm. They get married.
They were very believable with this love story that they were showing us.
Yes.
It was believable. So seeing them so distant in the beginning,
Yes.
It was also believable because he was annoyed and he was secretly wanting to divorce her because he wanted out of this family. Like, he was like, I'm out.
Because their family I paid my dues. Sucks. At the beginning of the show, like, they're not it. So, yeah. So, they get married. He gets sucked into this, like, conglomerate world. And I think any viewer at the beginning of the show is like, bro, that's rough. Sorry. Yeah.
And I think now thinking about it and reflecting on this show too, in the beginning we are led to believe, like, obviously he was like, oh, he was forced to do this. He was forced. He had to live with them.
Yes.
He had he needed to be with them. They had family dinners and it was just super, super toxic. And so then, and then at the end you realize, like, no, this is the life he chose because he loves Hayen.
He does.
And so that's really what it is. And
the thing is, like, the plot is she gets sick. She has this brain illness, tumor, but they're spread everywhere. You can't dig it out. Like, it's just, you can't do surgery. Apparently you can't do surgery.
Yeah.
Unless your white blood cell count is correct, obviously.
Like, absolutely. Which she didn't. But then she that. Also. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and she went to Switzerland. Did she go to Switzerland?
It's no, Germany.
She went to Germany. Yeah. Sorry.
So
Switzerland was crash landing.
Yes. So, you know, that's what the show was pitched to be. They fell out of love and they're falling back in love. Was that a plot in the show? Yes. That was a plot in this show.
A plot. But when you say plot, it's in type. No, it's like in like baby. Number 5 font.
I just imagine the plot of Hayen and Hyunwoo, like this little like guppy. It's like a guppy,
yeah.
And it's trying to swim in this like ocean that's called Queen of Tears. But there's so much water and crap on top of it that it's like, oh, hi, I forgot about you down there. How you doing? Like, are you flapping your little, like, are you doing okay? This is how I felt while I'm watching the show.
I think with this show, and I think maybe I had such high expectations or high hopes, and when the show just kept going, I was just waiting for that moment, because I honestly feel like this show could have had so much great potential. It had the storyline going, it had the music, it had the acting, it had all of these things, and so I feel like it did not deliver because they just, I think maybe there was too much, and I think I mentioned this to you.
You did. Say it again, Christina, because I said that is the tagline of this episode. Say it.
I said to Maddie earlier today, we were just talking about this because she was trying to finish it, which I'm really proud of you. I'm glad we're doing this because I didn't think you would finish, honestly.
Thank you.
You know what? Everyone, for the
good
people
to have
in
friends
the back,
that believe in you.
You know, I know.
No, I honestly don't blame you.
So I was telling her, I said, you know, this show literally, I kid you not, literally checked all the boxes of like K-dramas, you know, and all, you know, all the stereotypes,
every box,
all the things, every single box. And then I said, and that necessary, that's not a good thing.
No, like, don't, I don't need to all know. I do not need to know how Hagen's father is coping with her disease. Like, I just don't, like, I feel like they were like, you need to know everyone's business. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
now,
I think, go ahead.
I was going to say, to be fair, I was thinking, I was complaining this whole, and if you follow us on Instagram, I just have been complaining a lot about this drama. Very sorry about that. I'll try to dump it all out here on the review episode. But I was like, there are shows that have, I was complaining how long these episodes are. But then I was like, there are shows I've watched that have episodes this long. For example, Reply 1988. Okay, I'm actually thinking Reply 1988 a lot with this show because Reply 1988 had stupid long episodes. You were up in everyone's business. You knew the plot lines of everyone's dad and the dad's best friend. And yet, I was drawn into the whole life they had in this alleyway in Reply 1988, and it didn't bother me. Now, like, I fell in love with the setting of Reply 1988 to where, like, the alley was its own character. I never felt like Queen's Department Store or this little village ever took on its own character to where I needed to be sitting in this world for an hour and 40 minutes an episode.
Yeah.
That was my problem.
And you brought up a really great point, because I didn't think about like Reply 1988, but it is kind of the same thing. They yes. were trying to get that same sentiment in yes. the show, like this exact same way, but it's different because in Reply 1988, it's about all of these families that live in this little town and they all know each other. They're all just sweet and you just fall in love with those characters.
You do.
The problem with Queen of Tears, they had that. I feel like they had that a little bit with his side of the family.
A little.
But with her side of the family, there was none of that. And they were trying to do that when the family ended up living with Hyunwoo's
they
family.
Tried.
Like they were yes. trying to do that. But it's so, I think they missed the mark on that. Even though, yes, there was like a big revelation at the end, I just feel like it was very, it didn't hit the same way. And they were trying to make it
yes.
that. And that's probably where we have the issues because, yes, her mom, let's be honest, she was awful to her. And I know at the end they talk about that and then the mom admits it. But it's like a huge shift in yes. like a second. And I know things like that don't happen like that, which I'm not trying to be like pessimistic about it.
Yeah.
It's just, it wasn't flowing.
Let's use like this mom as an example, right? Okay. First 8 episodes, she has like this strand of hair in front of her face that you can't make.
Wait a minute. We got, okay.
You can't make it go away. Like yes. it's yes. just, it's like gelled in. And I mean, this strand of hair took on its own life form. Like it was a character in the show.
Yeah, we were. That's the problem, though.
Yeah.
We were literally taking notes about this one piece of hair.
Strand of hair.
Because it had more screen time than the main couple at some moments.
It did. So this mom, a strand of hair, has this strand of hair in front of her face. And I'm like, and she's really not kind to her daughter at all. And then it's like one episode happens. She learns that Haeyeon is sick. And then it's just like strand of hair is gone. Apparently, like she just starts brushing that in with the rest of her hair.
Which yeah, she looked better. She looks
beautiful.
Looked better.
And I'm like, wait, I don't feel ready to like her. Like I don't. It was like they tried so hard to make us like not like her. And then it was like, skirt, which it was just too one-dimensional for me. So it was like, because, yeah, they're going for the sentimentality of like Reply 1988 or whatever. Or Crash Landing, where it's like there's a lot of characters in Crash Landing. Although that one told more of like one story. But, you know, like
that was like a full-on love story.
It was.
I feel like
they
this
focused.
Wasn't a romantic. Like, I think they advertised it to be this wonderful story
they
between
did.
The couple. And it was just romantic and all the things. But I just...
It was. It was 12% of the time. It was 12% of the time. Yeah. But yeah.
12% is not a lot, though, Maddie.
It's not great.
Just letting you know.
It was, like, just a very interesting experience having everyone watch this because around, like, halfway through, I started to lose some steam. It was, like, halfway, probably. And I was like...
We both did.
Yeah.
And we finally finished it. Both of us finished it this past week. I wasn't watching it.
Yeah. No.
And I needed... We needed to... Get going.
I like let it pile up. And I was like halfway through, I'm like, surely, man, other people get me. So I start to like feel my way around the internet and everyone's like, I love this show so much. And I was like, oh, man, I was like, am I the only one? I really felt this other than Christina, mm-hmm. you get me. Naz got me. What's up, Naz from Swoon Diaries?
Hi, Naz. She totally feels the same way. I think
but
just are very, yeah.
It was just interesting. I just learned there's so many people that love the show, which is completely
yes.
fine. Like, that just shows, like.
Which is great.
You can, people yes. can love shows and not love shows. But I actually, in my brain, was like, this is going to be a universal opinion that this show
yes.
flopped. And apparently yes. it's not. So
yes.
that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that's why we did that poll. I wanted to see if people really loved it, and then some people were saying it's okay, and then some people said no, I'm disappointed, and then I put one of like I didn't watch the show, and most people said I didn't watch the show, which great, I thank you for that.
Which surprised
great,
me too, actually.
which was really good to know too. But
yes,
most people, a lot of people, there was like I think over 100 plus that voted, and a lot of people said that they loved it, and a lot of people said that it was just okay. And I think the least amount of votes, yes,
I think a lot of people voted for it was okay, which
yes, it was like just okay.
Do you know what I think did people in though? I think it was like the last two episodes because what was happening?
It was very sweet. Yeah.
No, like it was.
No. But yes, it was all the boxes were being checked at that moment.
It was like crazy. Like he is in the hospital twice in an episode. Like
you're
he's getting
real.
Shot.
I could not.
He's
I
getting
could
shot.
Not.
He's getting hit by cars. The you know, Insung, like the villain, he's just being like drilled with machine guns. I was like, what is happening?
I just here's the thing. Are you ready for the thing? Yeah. I mean, no offense, Hyunwoo. You would be in heaven by now.
Oh, bro. Like, bro's dead. Like, 12 times over.
Like, you're done.
You're done.
You're done.
You're
like,
done.
You're done.
Like, you're done.
You're done.
You're done.
So, yeah. Let's yes. But let's, right now, let's just dive in to our two main, our couple. Let's dive into them, and then let's talk about evil Yeongsung.
We got a couple characters. We got some characters.
We do.
We have Grandpa Money. Got to talk about him.
You know what? Yeah, G Money, Grandpa Money,
G Pa Money Money, and we have Evil Lady. I just call her Evil Lady.
You know what? Evil Lady.
I think Drama Lady. Beans and then called her and Miss Girlfriend. I'm like, I'm cool with that too.
No, yeah, but and then we have Grace. Like, okay, first
okay.
of all.
Don't need her. I just don't. Grace and the strand of hair collectively had more screen time than the advertised plot line of this drama.
And okay, I had a problem too because I'm like, girl, like, no offense, but pick a side.
Like, okay, listen, choose something for once.
Choose this chair, like sit in this chair and don't leave. You're everywhere.
Do you
you're
think she just stands at the grocery store all day, like trying to figure out what cereal to buy? Like she just can't make decisions.
I mean, Lucky Charms, obviously. So
I mean,
hurry up.
Cinnamon freaking toast crunch.
I mean, that's a great option too.
I just
best.
It was just
or Honey Bunches of Oats
to me. Her.
But wait, hold on. We're on the cereal topic. Like what? I feel like she would be, what cereal would she be, honestly?
Plain Cheerios.
I feel like she would be like the mixed Chex Mix.
Like the stuff your grandma has in her pantry and it's like one that's week like, expired.
Yeah, that's her.
She just was like the weeniest. Like, I feel like we throw the word weenie around a lot, but she's like truly a weenie.
Yeah, I think we found the actual captain like, of the submarine.
Captain of the...
Alert. Excuse me, everyone on the submarine. We have a new captain in town.
Grace.
Why is her... why is her name Grace?
You know that scene where she's talking to evil lady? Evil lady. And she is just like, okay, so when do I start my job as the CEO of Queen's Department Store? And Evil Lady said, you're a weenie. And I think that's directly what she said. That might be paraphrased.
I think you quoted it word for word.
I think so. Grace, here's the thing about Grace. She's fine. She had so much screen time that every time she came on screen, I was like, I just don't think I need to watch you be a weenie.
Right
now. Yeah.
Like, if I just count how many characters, I know in all K-dramas there's a lot, but, like, legitimately
there's a lot.
Hold on. Let me count. One, two. Hana, du, set, net.
Taso. Yosot.
Tasot. Yosot. Ilgop, yodol, ahop, yo. Okay. So, 10, 11, 12. Oh, wait. Let's see. 13, 14, 15, 16. 17, 18, 19. I'm just counting all the ones that I've seen.
Yeah.
20, 21. Like, there's just a lot.
Did you count friend that was like, dude, take her money? Like, yeah, get new friends. Dude.
I would take him over Grace.
Him over Grace, too. I would take, like, a potato probably over Grace. Just sitting there.
Yeah.
being a spud.
There was just too many. And then, okay, wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
You know those private investigators that we were like all in? Where did they go?
Wait, what?
Remember those private investigators, the ones that were from Crash Landing that were kept watching Keanu? Oh my gosh,
they were the best part of the show, actually, other than the rat, which is the real hottie.
I can't with you.
You know what?
I can't. But yeah, I know.
I like them short.
Okay, there you go. Okay, let's talk about Baek Hyun-woo.
Hyun-woo. Actually, I feel like she didn't call him Hyun-woo very often. She goes, Baek.
No, and then she called him Mr. Baek, Mr. 100 at the end of the show.
I mean, he is, though. Tens across the board. Oh, hi, Christina.
Oh, annyeong, Maddie.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I would love to connect to this podcast more. Can you tell me how?
This is really bad. We need to redo this. It's so bad. I can't even. I'm like, Maddie.
What?
Are you following our K-drama podcast Instagram?
I sure am. Are you?
I am, but can you tell the people what it is, just in case they have not followed yet, because it's a great time at all times.
Hello, everybody. If you would like to connect more with this podcast, follow us on Instagram at yagirl_kdramapod. Or if you want to follow the K-Drop, which is our K-pop podcast, go at the.kdrop_kpop_pod.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Please connect.
And enjoy. And
wow.
Wow. Great.
Wow.
Debak. Debak.
Hey, Bok.
Debak.
It's just like a slow car crash. You can't take your eyes away.
I'm just like, the white van is here. Like, I just can't.
Okay, Baek Hyun-woo. Here's the thing about Baek Hyun-woo. It's he carried the show on his beautiful broad shoulders. He was definitely written by a female, and we've already covered this. However, I also feel like he was just like a very strong. Some of his moments, like he's fighting for his marriage. Okay, that's not unbelievable. Like good on you. You know, like that's great. I love. Mm-hmm. Seems like that were good. I honestly had a hard time separating him from Kim Soo-hyun. It was like, I just felt like I was watching Kim Soo-hyun.
Like, you mean the actor? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if Hyun-woo truly took form in a way it's like you are inseparable from him. Yeah. But yeah. Kim Soo-hyun rocked it. He looked great. Yeah. He acted great. Yeah. It was great.
He could cry like nobody's business.
Bro cried a lot. He's the queen of tears.
Yeah, he is. He is. You know what? Actually, that's who it is. Queen of Tears.
It's truly him.
Yeah. Yeah, you find out in the beginning or towards the show, I mean, as the show progresses, like, he just really loved her. And I know he made mistakes and he was, like, regretful about saying that he wanted to divorce her. But because of the whole sickness element to Hae-in, that kind of kicked him in the right direction and kind of realized, like, yes, this family is really hard, really difficult. And they kind of like came up with conclusions, the two of them, which I ended up really liking later. But I mean, yeah, he's written by a woman. He was very sweet. And I was like swooning over
him.
He
was great. He was great.
Very swoony. But was it realistic? I don't think so.
No, I mean, was Captain Ri realistic? I don't know. I mean,
yes, he was.
Okay,
so
listen.
Stop. Like, stop.
Stop.
Stop it right now.
I should just go rewatch Crash Landing on You.
Like, I want that couple's ring. I'm still thinking about that.
I mean,
right now.
I understand when he played piano in Switzerland the freaking like deck.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yes. Yes, positives for Hyun-woo. Yes, great character. He really just stole the show.
He did.
I kept watching because of him.
Yes.
And then my not so positive things is the centerpiece, the hair. The hair when he had his hair.
I mean,
middle part. Hyunwoo.
Everyone settle for. Let's just take a moment of silence. Why would he part his hair in the middle? When the other option is the side part, and he looked glorious.
Or just down.
He
just
looked like down. Glorious. Or yes, just down. Yes. You just want to ruffle your hand through it.
Yes. Yes.
Just ruffle it around. So, I think he was, a great character. I think Hyunwoo's adoring love for Haeyeon like made Haeyeon's entire character in a way. Like he adored Haeyeon, which I'm like, you love her. That's fine. Like I believed he loved her. But
and then in the beginning though, I was like, why?
Well, that's I think that's part of it. It's like, why do you love her? But he just loves her. I don't know. Like this is the way it is. Mm-hmm. But I did struggle a bit with Haeyeon. I thought she was likable because Hyunwoo loves her. Like he loves her, so I might as well love her. But her in and of itself, she was just a little dry to me. Like her character was built around what was happening to her. But I was like, who really is Haeyeon? Like without her family, without the illness being in her life, without Hyunwoo loving her.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. She doesn't know because that's all she had growing up.
Fair enough.
And she's always been in the middle of everything. So I understand that part, and I know she was dry. But then when she knew that she was maybe a little harsh, she would do it anyway to protect her own feelings.
Yeah.
I see that, but also you need to be nice to your husband. Like he's so sweet. He's so sweet.
So sweet. Which I do appreciate that she like really truly realizes it, where she's like, if you let him go, you're an idiot. I'm like, true. Mm-hmm. Maybe the actress actually was going for exactly what she went for and nailed it. Because you're right. Mm-hmm. I don't think Haeyeon really knows who she is. Fair enough.
Because like they set it up too, and I thought it was really good in the beginning of we find out like she is all hardened because she had that miscarriage.
Oh my gosh,
a big deal.
That was one of my favorite scenes, is when they talked about the stars on the ceiling. I was
with the
truly
password
like
code.
My heartstrings were tugged, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want them to dig more into this. And they like didn't. I wanted more of that plot line. I know they kind of touched on it where she goes into the room at the end of the show and sees the star, and then they end up having a daughter. But I was heartbroken. I really was like that. Really, I almost was the queen of tears for a minute with that one.
Wow. Great job.
Almost for a minute. Wow.
Take a bow.
I'll take a bow.
Stand up and take a bow.
Round of applause. Done a standing ovation.
Okay, you're done. Okay, you. We're done here. Okay, wow.
I wanted them to dig more into that.
Okay. You know what? Me too. And I think that's why I kept watching because that's the problem though. There were these little scenes. Little specks of like greatness. And like, I was like, oh, that was great. So let me keep watching.
Christina, it's a half-life. They got us stuck in a half-life. Because if the show just suck, and no one liked it, we just wouldn't watch it. But then
I know
people loved it.
There was these like, little glimmers
of hope.
People
love it. I might as well love it. And then there were moments where it's like, that was good.
Mm-hmm. That was
the music
good.
Was good. The music was good.
Yeah. And then, you know, and so I really, even towards the end when she did lose her memory and then she was just kind of realizing like, oh my gosh, you know, things were coming back to her. She just still remained really strong and she had to be strong because of her family and what she's been going through and stuff. So I could see that too. And I just wish we had more time, but she's dry. We didn't get more of her because they focused on other storylines more so than the main couple. There was some scenes though, Maddie, that we like, it was all about everyone else but the main couple.
Oh, for like a solid 45 minutes at a time.
Yeah,
like a long what the episode was an hour and 45 minutes to be fair, so you know they have plenty of time to spend on whatever they want. But
exactly. But why?
Kunde way.
Yeah.
Way oh.
Yeah. Way.
Like
TXT.
Okay. A character that had a lot of screen time. Freaking evil lady. Evil lady with the center part.
She was the worst.
And
it was even worse when we find out that Eunsong is the son, but she also didn't really care about him.
Oh.
And he still was trying to get his love from her, but then he was trying to have revenge. But that whole situation, here's the thing. This family, Queen of Tears family, they did not get a clue. There was all these people that were using them the whole time.
Right.
Like, too many. Okay. They were all connected. Like, Grace.
Hello.
Eunsong. Evil lady, and then the younger brother's wife.
Yes. Okay, like, hello, Grandpa Money.
G-Money.
What's up, G-Money? What's up, G-Money? How did you not see it? How did you not know?
I mean, he was like, she's really pretty.
He was whipped.
Yeah. And the only one, I feel like the only saving grace of that family, which in the beginning I was kind of annoyed with her, was that aunt. She hated her from the beginning.
Okay,
she knew. She was a mood.
I was annoyed by the aunt. But then as we know, she's you know, with my favorite character of the show. So I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The rat of Crash Landing.
What was
Crash
that?
Landing.
Kiss on the cheek at the end. I could not. That was. I said, excuse me.
Like, Akka, excuse me.
How old are we?
Excuse me.
No, evil lady.
Speaking.
Evil lady and Eunsong. Is that his name? Yes. Evil man.
Eunsong, yeah. He was awful.
They were cartoonish villains. They were one-dimensional. I felt like I was watching Scooby-Doo, where he shows up and it's like, you're the evil person in this show. There's got to be one, you know? Like, there was an episode, like, there was a scene in,
it
like,
was bad.
I think it was episode 14. And, like, you had not seen Eunsong for a solid 60 minutes. Nothing. But then it's time for conflict to arise, obviously. So
he disappears.
He literally comes out of an elevator with a don, da don, don. Like, they're stealing Healer's soundtrack here. Like, evil,
you know,
young healer.
Evil.
And
like, evil lady and evil young should have just like been a couple.
They need to get together for sure. It'd be kind of a Nuna romance there, I think, but that's fine.
That's fine.
No, but it was literally, I think, in 14 where things are like going good and like she's about to get her surgery and Hyunwoo's gonna be there, and then it's like, don't get on, pom pom pom. Elevator opens, Eunsong walks out. I was like, no, I don't know.
Plot point and the end of episode 14.
Can we
had
just
me
take
screaming
a minute?
Screaming.
I just, what?
Yeah.
When
so,
he gets arrested and
yes.
Eunsong.
So, ugh. Haeyeon goes to, she has her surgery. She finally agrees to it because for a while she was not wanting to do it.
They took an entire episode for that plot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Hyunwoo persuaded her and she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And so he was waiting for her. He has the diary, all the things. And she's literally being rolled out and he's right about to see her because he made the promise of like, I'm going to
be
the first
by
one
your
to
side.
See you. And then all of a sudden, literally, just in perfect
like Sith,
K-drama fashion.
Sith Lord fashion. Has
yes, like
the
we
cape
could have predicted
on.
This.
Red
yes.
lightsaber is yes. out.
Yes. And he has his like Darth Vader mask on.
I mean, he's
right?
It's just.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just.
And so then,
what?
So then all of a sudden, you see these policemen coming to Hyunwoo and was like, you're under arrest. You're for the murder of blah, blah, blah,
like,
blah,
what?
Blah. Which, first of all, I don't remember that character. So he comes out and I'm just like, oh my gosh, he's going to pretend to be the husband. Like I was screaming because first of all, I think I knew this was going to be happening.
Yeah.
And then also I was just like, why? Why? There are
why?
So many things. Why? Where?
It was just... it was just wild, the turn of events that happened at the end, where it's like, he's arrested. Like, soap opera. Have we said the word soap opera yet in this review?
Yeah. What in the soap opera is this show?
Like, I don't. And you know us, like, we love K-dramas. If tropiness and cheesiness bothered us, we would not still be here doing what we're doing. It's just like, we digress. Okay.
But why don't you right now, Maddie, why don't you talk about all the stories that this drama did talk about?
Listen, I just literally
go through all of them so people can understand, like, that's a lot of storyline. Plot points.
I just said, how many stories can one show tell? Okay, so we have the main love story.
Do you want to go one by one? Like you do the first one and then I'll do the second one and then
okay. So we have the main love story with the divorce. Okay, so they're getting divorced. He's deceiving her when she's sick because he's trying to take her money, and then they're falling back in love. Okay. So that's happening, right? That's happening.
That's one thing.
That's like a plot. Yes. That's the plot they advertised.
Okay. That's one plot. Continue. Okay. One. Hay and sickness. It's her struggle and then choosing surgery or not. And she was going to Germany and then she was being stubborn about it. And then she just kept going. And then for a moment there, after there was nothing to be done, they didn't do anything for a while.
Right.
But then at the end, they're like, oh, we're going to choose surgery. Oh, actually, there is a surgery in Germany and, you know, but there's one little twitch.
Not enough. Yeah.
You're going to lose your memory.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's got amnesia. Which, just to say right there, Christina, those plots could probably take up an entire 16 episode drama and probably would be pretty good. Because the whole, like, them falling back in love is a plot that could take up a 16 episode drama.
Yes. And that's why we mentioned these. Yes, and that's why we mention these first, because these are the actual plot points that we...
Order of importance.
The show is.
Okay.
Yes, okay, so go to the next one.
Which I would be fine. I'm fine that they put this plot in it. I get it. It's like part of the K-drama. I get it. She's in this wealthy family. So there's another plot of the downfall of Queens, like the downfall of Queens department store, the coup, evil lady's trying to take over. So evil lady's taking over Grandpa G-Money's spot. You know, evil lady's trying to put her son on the throne. That's fine, right? I'm cool. That's fine. There's like sketchy stuff, buying land, shares. You know, do I love this plot line? No, but I would have been fine if, like, this isn't the show. It's fine. G Money, you know, gets drugged. He dies. Evil lady tries to take over. Grace, you know, is in the submarine. Grace. She's the middleman.
Freaking Grace.
And G Money dies. And there's, you know, the family, family goes to live in the countryside. I don't really need that. But there's that whole plot of, like, they're a rich family and there's a downfall. I'm fine with that. However, we're only, like, 20% into these plot lines. So continue. What else? What other plot lines were in the show?
I'm going to do this one, but then I want to do the other one because I have a lot to say about that.
Please do.
Next character. So we have, obviously, we mentioned Young Eun-sung, right? And that he's apparently in love with her, but she's married. She already has her own life. He's just trying to get in there.
Yeah.
And it's just no means no, but it is like it's excessive.
And he's just crazy.
Won't stop.
The plot of him being crazy as well.
And I know that they were trying to have us sympathize with him because his mom is, to be honest, his mom is awful.
Bonkers.
Like, awful. And then even when he died, the mom was like, oh, my son died, but I need that money, so transfer it. Like, how awful can you be?
This is how she earned her title as evil lady.
Yes.
You have to be evil.
Okay, and then, yes. And then another plot point was Hayan's brother. So Hayan's brother, at first I was like, he's really annoying, but he went through a lot.
He was an entire drama. Like, he was the male lead of his own entire drama within this show.
And I felt so bad for him towards the end. I just really had a lot of empathy for him, but it was just, I'm like, oh, this would have been a great plot point if he had his own drama kind of thing. Cause it was good. Like
it was
sad. And it was like, and then the wife figured out that she maybe actually truly loves him, even though all this time she was like, oh, I don't love him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so dumb. He doesn't know anything. So yeah. So we have that plot point and that his wife was lying to him. And then his wife was actually has like a psycho ex-husband, and she was getting tracked and she stole all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then, but then, you know, and it was just so sad with like Hayan's brother missing
his son, his little son.
Yeah, missing his son.
So cute.
And then wanted, you know, and then it was cute because he kept going back to the village and he really felt at home with the village too, yeah. Which was cool. And then at the end, and then like during it, there was the video game thing. He was trying to talk to her. She was like not wanting to. But then at the end, they ended up getting back together. And then she decides, she's like, I don't want to be evil. Like, I don't want to be tied down, or like, I need to go to jail so that I could pay my dues. Cause like I did some bad things and I want to start fresh, which I was like, okay, that's admirable, but that could be another show.
It's literally a show.
It's literally a show.
We have Hayan's mom, like her relationship with Hayan, her growth, her strand of hair going away, like her learning to be a countryside lady. That was like a mini plot in the show.
And then let's see. Hayan's aunt being the outcast, you know, and having that whole thing with the dad, and she had a good relationship, but then they would always fight, and then she had so much regret because then he ended up dying with her without her saying anything, you know? And then they had to put in her falling in love
with the rat. Which it's fine. We have Hyunwoo's sister who runs a hair salon, and she's gossiping with the ladies, and that was a whole plot line. And then his brother has a whole plot line.
He has a
wife, apparently. Like, he runs a boxing gym.
Okay, wait.
I thought he was married to a sister.
Everyone. We put this poll out, and Manny and I were shook because we thought that the sister, her husband was that brother, but they're not.
For like 14 episodes, we thought this. Like a long time.
Until he said, oh,
I have a wife.
My wife, I never see her. And I'm like,
what do you mean? She's in every scene. I was like, what do you mean you don't see her? She's literally here all the time. She runs a hair salon in town.
Yeah, how can you not miss her? She has that pink strand of hair.
The clip on. We have Hyunwoo's dad like running for election, and they're, you know, him and Hayan's dad are drinking together, and we digress. What we're trying to say is, like, there was just a lot of plot lines. There was a lot of plot lines in the show.
Just too many. So then we've already talked about, like, the beginning. We've talked about how in the middle, like, Hayan finally figures out that, oh my gosh, he actually wanted to divorce her, but then all of a sudden, then the company went down, and then the whole family had to migrate or go to the village, the mayor of Mayor Town.
It's and Schitt's you Creek. Loved
that was your fa- that was your favorite plot point, the mayor.
The mayor like grinded on my nerves. I said, no ma'am, no sir, no, we don't need this,
no sir.
Okay, what about the fact that we did not get a kiss in this drama? I get it. Germany, episode 5. Okay. We all saw it. We've been there. But does it count?
But Maddie, that doesn't count.
Does it count? They had ample time for an on-screen kiss. Ample. We know those actors can kiss.
We've seen them kiss.
We've seen them do it.
I know people have mentioned that, like, they loved that kiss, which I agree. It was a great kiss, but episode 5, though.
And does it really count? Because that was, like, none of
no,
this.
No, that was
like,
prior.
She didn't even know he was, like, wanting to get divorced. Like, does it count?
Mm-hmm.
Does it count? No.
Yeah, no, there was no redemption kiss of, even right before the surgery, there was none of that. They didn't even bring that up after, like, they went through things and they started falling in love with each other again right before her surgery. No kiss.
Here's my question. Why? I just don't understand.
I don't get it. And then
why?
And seriously, I was talking to Naz about this, and I was like, after I finished it, she was like, you got to tell me your thoughts. And I was like, and my first thing I said to her, I was like, where was the kiss?
Like, she's thought, like, number,
oh my
one
gosh.
Thought number,
like,
one,
what the heck,
like, okay, but, like, so there's one box they didn't check, Christina. the kiss. Like, people, K-dramas need K-dramas need the kiss.
I know.
You have to think of a K-drama without the kiss. What does that exist? Like, K-dramas, it's like
there,
before
there
kiss,
has been,
before kiss
there,
and after kiss.
Has, yeah, there has been some that don't have any kiss scenes. There's like one very romantic show. I just don't want to say it because I don't want to
spoil
it for anyone.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, there's some, no, there's some dramas out there that are very romantic that don't have kiss scenes. But I know people will say, oh, but there was a kiss scene. I understand that, everyone.
Yes.
It was in episode 5.
There was.
But we want, but what about after... Like, after she was trying to fall in love with him again, like, towards 15 and 16,
like,
that would have been the perfect time to do an actual kiss.
I'm sorry, but you will stay by your wife when she loses her memory, but you, but I'm not seeing you kiss her. Like, I'm just really, I'm just a little confused. So,
like, don't do it for you guys. Do it for us.
I just need you to kiss for us. Like, actors, you're being paid the big bucks. Give us a smooch. We give the people.
I mean, he's really, he's like really, really getting the big bucks.
Does a kiss cost more money? Did they like, ooh, you know, we can't pay for a kiss. That's the deluxe package of Kim Soo-hyun.
Maybe. Maybe just looking in the eyes, it would be
it's the deluxe,
you know, maybe
package.
Just a couple $1,000s.
I think like looking in the eyes is a couple thousand. So they're like trying to screenwrite.
Yeah, but then like
we can't afford the kiss.
Yeah.
Darn it. You know
yeah,
what?
And then like fine. Close proximity is probably a couple thousand, like 10,000.
It's all just,
you know what?
Handhold's really, really, you know, breaking through the wallet. So
we really didn't see that a lot though. No. Also.
Yeah.
So anywho, but we will say though, I will love to mention, we need to talk about that bike scene because I know that was an episode.
Let's just talk about it.
But we were together in my apartment.
Let's say what needs to be said.
And and no joke.
It wasn't even a scene. It was one moment.
It was literally a moment, and it happens where it's in the rain and he literally grabs that bike and he shoves it after he was on it. And then literally, I kid you not, Maddie and I were like, hold up, rewind right now.
What just happened?
Again. And I was like, again.
He's just like,
and then
riding
we did it again.
A bicycle,
we did it three times.
Like riding
again.
A bike. I mean, come on.
That was, I mean, and that's a problem that I find that as the highlight, one highlight of the
like
show.
Episode
because
three.
That was like three.
Okay, I wrote some highlights. I wrote my favorite scenes. I said the bike.
Which, those are mine too.
The bike throw.
I saw those. I was
like, obviously, yeah. The bike throw. The cameo from It's Okay to Not Be Okay's brother from episode one. Hey, yo. Great scene.
Oh, yeah. That was
love
great.
That.
Well, now you know, because I remember when we watched the first scene, you did not watch It's Okay yet.
It's,
and you didn't understand when I was freaking out.
And that might be part of my problem is like after starting Queen of Tears and before finishing Queen of Tears, I watched a different Kim Soo-hyun drama that was like legit phenomenal. So, no. Okay, I did like at the end, we saw those family pictures. I was like, honestly.
That was actually very sweet. And I loved that the families ended up becoming friends and really became like a unit, which was really sweet and admirable.
Yes.
Which I really liked. It was great.
That was fine.
But it doesn't need to be the focal point of the show.
No. What about when he was shirtless and she was like, thanks.
Yeah. Or what about.
That's what
yeah,
you look
in the
like
same?
These days when they were like stuck in that like Airbnb on that hunting trip when they killed the boar.
Oh, great. What about when she was like, oh my gosh, are you hurt? And she like rips off his shirt.
I mean, this is great.
I mean, you know, like she's very smart.
A shirt rip off is only like 10,000. So they're like, we can handle it.
They made sure that it was in the budget.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't talk about when he broke the car window with his fist. That's when she said, oh, I should probably get the surgery.
I know. That was very intense, though. That was a good scene. I think that was like a turning point because she's very stubborn and she's set in her ways. And I really admired her kind of being like, oh, I do love him and he loves me and he's going to be a wreck if I die. But like, okay, yeah. So that was great. I loved also when she wakes up from her surgery and obviously evil man is there saying all these gibberish, all the lies, obviously all the lies. And then the main line that he says, he's like, yeah, your ex-husband he cheated on you and you wanted to commit suicide. And she literally is like, hold up. That doesn't sound like me. I would do that. I sound pathetic. And so she's just, she knows that that's not her. And I loved how in the beginning, since that scene, right then and there, she just didn't like him.
Nah, man.
She didn't like him at all.
You and can remember smell when he was like, sneaky, oh, yeah, sneak.
Yeah. And you, and she was like, oh, well, he said, oh, yeah, you promised me that you would get married to me, you know, kind of thing. And so she just like kind of went with it. But then it was funny because then she wanted, she did it. She put it on herself. Like, I need to see Hyunwoo and I need to see, I need to do this on my own, which was so swoony, by mind you, like when he was in that prison onesie.
The prison onesie.
I mean,
like, needs to be on the cover of Vogue next year.
And he just was like, are you okay? And that, I think that is a huge theme in the show that I really admired about him. No matter what, and he was like dying in a lot of the time. And he was like, Kinchana.
He loved her.
He loved her. So, but then my favorite is then when she's creeping and just stalking him.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's just, I needed to double check because, you know, he might, when he comes out of prison, you know, he might stalk me. So right. I just need to like be proactive.
Right.
Great.
She said.
Like, great.
She said, ex-husband.
She was whipped.
Question mark.
Yeah, whipped.
I honestly, I was pretty like entertained. I was not bored on like the scenes where like Eunsung got like pelted with machine guns and like Hyunwoo was getting shot in the back. And then, I mean, but my favorite's probably the end of 15 when he gets hit by a car and like flies. Like he goes flying.
But that wasn't that before the whole thing with Eunsung dying?
Yeah, because that was before. Yes.
Yeah. No.
It was
so
just like that. Was, honestly, there was like, a lot of dramatic things at the end that I was like, okay, I'm not bored. Like that, I confused. But
they just checked all the boxes that didn't need to be checked. Yeah. Right.
So and then I liked the honeymoon flashbacks that we got from the beginning that lasted about 2 seconds. That was our kiss, I suppose. So thanks for that.
But again, yeah. I don't know. I just, yeah. So, and then the ending, they ended up having a kid. Everything was implied, but they didn't. I wanted to see more of them, you know, her falling in love with him again.
Yes.
And having a kiss and then seeing this child. That would have been cool. But then you just see this montage of him as an old man.
And then
putting flowers on his grave.
What? This entire show is don't die, Haeyeon. Don't die. Do not die. Don't you dare die. Oh, she died. The end. Like, that's how it felt.
Yeah. But to be fair, though, she did die at an old age.
I know, so but like.
But still.
Guess what? She died. I was like, okay. I mean, I know that. So, the end. Okay, Christina, what's. How do you rank this show in your ranking system of giving it a 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Okay, so I would give it like I don't. It would probably it probably is a two.
Like I
a 2 out of 5.
Fair enough.
Two out of five. One is for me. One is for, and people know because now our list
is on Discord.
All three of us, our lists are on Discord.
Come join the Discord chat.
And we're all, yeah, please. There's just some shocking elements to it. I know some people are shocked by my list. Some people are shocked by Mads or Elle's list. But I think, yeah, anyway, and we're all so different. And then there's some commonalities, obviously.
Yeah.
But for me, number one, like dumpster dive for me is Love Alarm. And then for me
Destined
is
with you.
Dun. I can't with that show. I can't. I was so upset.
I know you
so
and Rowoon are in like an argument about that show. So I'm just going to let you guys hash it out.
Yeah.
I get that.
So, but like, it was this a dumpster dive in some cases with the family and all that? Yes.
But it wasn't so it's quiet. Like, it, yeah, it wasn't.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't that dramatic. I know some people would think that, but yeah, so it's a two. It's just a solid, yeah. It's a solid two.
So just and I'm number like, freaking two.
A three, yeah. Or maybe like a 2.5, but like a two for me. For me,
yes.
A two. I don't even know if it's a three. I was like teetering and I'm like, okay, but there's other shows that I've seen. Yeah, so
I always compare
2.5.
I always compare it to like other shows, like yes. on my list, like where's my other shows. So I have yes. a list. I have a master list. My favorites are in blue and they're number 1 through 17. Yes. These are yes. great.
So cute color.
Great dramas. My second
this
tier,
is in that show?
No. Is that no. in that show? Oh yeah, no. Oh, okay, no. Got it. No. Second tier is purple dramas. No, ma'am. Purple dramas are like really good dramas, you know. Like I put Destined with You under purple. I'm like, that's a good drama. I really liked it. Okay. Then it's yellow.
I'm not saying anything.
Fair enough. Yellow is like, these dramas are fine. You know, like Duna. I put Duna there. Duna was good. It was fine. I watched it.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. Right. I watched it. It was good. Okay. Then I have the green category of like these. Okay. Just say if a show's on my list, that's a bit of a compliment in and of itself. Cause I'm a show dropper. So I only put.
Yeah, you drop all the shows.
Just dropping them all over, like drop.
She drops it like it's hot.
Freaking hot. So if I finish a show, like, well done. Okay. So to be said, but these shows they're not great. I wouldn't recommend them to anyone. It's fine. I put Queen of Tears right near the top of the green category, so mm-hmm. it's not great.
Can you? What other shows are in there? Just to get an idea.
Okay, so people are gonna hate me for this. Okay, it's numbers 46 through 64. I've watched 64 dramas all the way through. Okay. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. The Heavenly Idol is number 46. Okay? It's okay. Still in green, but number 46. Then My Lovely Liar is number 47. Then yeah, Queen of Tears is number 48. I gave My Lovely Liar higher because I actually enjoyed the first half better. My Secret Romance is number 49. Sorry, Haley, will hate me for that. Oh My Ghost is 50. So just putting it's right around Oh My Ghost, which it's like I finished it, but I actually don't think I would have finished this drama if we were not. I know for a fact I would not have finished if we weren't reviewing.
You would not have finished. But so I'm very proud of you. But I think this show needed to be talked about,
did.
Honestly.
And it's not the bottom of my green because the filming is gorgeous. It had some like real redeeming elements to it. Yeah. There were elements to it that it's like I'm not gonna. It's not like. The pits of the pits, like 1% of something is my bottom drama I've ever watched. Like that show just kind of sucks. Like it was just nothing. There's nothing to it. That's not Queen of Tears, but it's yeah, it's just kind of sitting there.
It was just it's just there. Yeah. And we finished it, and it will be forgettable as time goes on because right now we're watching Lovely Runner and we love it.
We love Lovely Runner, love it.
And it's such a different show and like. Queen of Tears is totally for me, like totally up my alley. It's like the shows that I watch. I love all the different.
It is,
you know,
totally up your alley. It really is.
It is, and so it really is. And yeah. Same with me. Naz and I have pretty much the same
yes.
taste in dramas, and we love that type of just slice of life or just about family and about different themes.
Yeah.
But it did not deliver, and I think that's why her and I are such tough critics when it comes to this show because.
Yes.
It's getting all of the accolades. I mean, that I don't think they deserve, but it's fine. Teach his own. But I'm very baffled that it still remains to, like, people are loving it. And yeah. they just, which is
time
fine.
Will tell.
It's fine.
Time will just, tell, I yeah. think, with, I think how it's remembered in people's memories. But if y'all are listening, if you're new to the pod because you just try to find someone talking about Queen of Tears or something, please like come on Instagram. Come. We have a Discord chat. You can check on the link. There's a link in the description of this episode. There's a lot of talk about this show, and it's very interesting to talk about. So I think that was one of the most interesting parts of it is discussing. Like, if I was watching this show in like a tunnel by myself and I never knew anyone's opinion, it just would be like. There would not be much of an element going on, but hearing people's yeah. opinions was very fascinating yeah. to me and yeah. fun
especially,
to talk about. So,
yeah, especially with this show because so many people had so many different opinions.
It was
some
wild.
People were
to
so
me.
Into
wild.
It. Some people
me.
Loved the family element to yes. it, and they loved all the other characters. And then other people were just like, "No, we want the main couple.
Yeah.
And so it was just really, it was really nice to see that there was the both sides in that.
Yeah.
There wasn't just like the same opinion. So I really, that was really cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. Please, if you, this is your first time, welcome.
Welcome.
We talk about K-dramas. We love to have a good time.
We usually like, yeah. We usually are a lot more bubbly and stupid, but we just needed to like be honest
we
about
really
this
need to
one.
Talk about this show, which I feel like
we're just being honest. Yeah. We're just being honest. So,
yeah. But anyways. Yeah, if you like it, we do reviews. We do through twos, which we watch two episodes and then we review it.
Yo.
Just like first impressions, all the things. We do Chingu chats where
we
it's just a very
chat.
Low-key conversation between me and Maddie talking. It's a good time. And we just, in yeah, so it's Maddie, me, and yep. Elle that are hosts of this pod. And we are happy that you're here and yep. that you're listening. So
and we have a spinoff.
Thank you so much.
We have a spinoff podcast called The K-Drop, which is a K-pop podcast. So if you're
oh,
into that.
Please follow
come
that
listen to
K-pop.
The K-Drop. Drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
JK listens to it.
He does. He's actually one of our top listeners.
He is.
He really
likes
is.
What I have
That's
to say all the
so
time.
Great.
So,
thanks for listening, so you guys. Christina, so this great. Took us about an hour. It took about an hour to talk about Queen of Tears, which is approximately 40% of an episode's length of Queen of Tears.
Yeah, like the episode would still be going on.
So
no,
the episode
would still be going
we
on.
We probably would have not gone much from the lead couple by now yeah. if this was a Queen of Tears yeah. episode.
It was so funny because Naz was like, I wasted like 24 hours watching the show. And I was like, oh my God.
A day of my life. We digress. Thank you, everyone. On that note.
Kamsahamnida.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good day. Bye.